People who are insecure need alcohol and need brain-altering chemicals in order to feel confident and comfortable in a social situation. Hello, beautiful soul. Welcome to the Elevate Your Soul podcast. Today, I want to talk to you about alcohol and why I don't drink it. So it was about 4 years ago that I decided that drinking alcohol wasn't a good idea. It wasn't good for my body. It wasn't good for my physical health. It wasn't good for my mental health. It wasn't good for my spirituality. And it just didn't make me feel good, even in the moment. Like, I might have cared less about what people thought or thought I was having fun, but with a lot of reflection, it's not really what fun actually is. Like, once I discovered how to actually have fun, what actually lights my soul up and makes my soul sing and elevates my soul and makes me genuinely laugh, not just because I'm feeling silly, then I realized that being drunk was not it. That was a very shallow-based way of trying to just make one night seem better and try to make myself have more fun in one night. Whereas in reality, I realized that I had the capability to create a fun time with other people without alcohol that would feel so much better in the moment and feel so much better later that night and feel so much better the next morning and the next day. And I just remember so clearly about 4 years ago, I had the choice to have an alcoholic beverage. Meanwhile, I was sipping on water the whole night. And I just asked myself why. I was like, why am I putting alcohol in my body? Why am I putting this toxic liquid in my body, which is going to make me age faster, going to make me feel like shit, not going to make me as motivated, not going to make me feel as good. And in the meantime, make me do a lot of stupid choices and a lot of stupid things I normally wouldn't do if I wasn't under the influence of alcohol. But the reason why I liked alcohol, because it wasn't an easy transition to go out at night with my friends and have them all drink around me and choose myself not to drink anything and just sip on water, was that I liked the way I didn't have as much anxiety when I drank it. So when I started drinking alcohol, I was quite different. When I was younger, I was in a place where I actually had a lot of social anxiety, like a lot of social anxiety. I didn't even want people knowing my name because I was so fear-based. I thought that they'd end up finding all this stuff about me and then finding out where I live and then find out my phone number and then call me and then like drive to my house and stalk me and like kill me or something. Like, literally, I was so fear-based. I had so much anxiety, so much social anxiety. I was embarrassed about everything. I hated talking to people. And so when I started drinking alcohol, I was like, wow, this is freaking amazing. Like, I don't have anxiety and I feel like I can just say whatever and be really expressive and I feel way more confident and I wish I could do this like on a day-to-day basis. I wish I could be like this all the time. But the only way I knew how to be like that was under the influence of alcohol or any other drug. So in that sense, I really, really enjoyed it and I really, really liked it. So when I started drinking, I would look forward to it and I would only really feel comfortable hanging out with more than one person if there was alcohol involved. Otherwise, it would just be too much for me and too overwhelming to be myself around more than one person at a time without being under the influence with something like toxically, chemically altering my brain so that I felt comfortable. I wasn't born a confident person, but I ended up getting there. And it took time and it took practice and it took a lot of personal development and growth of self-worth to get there, but it was 100% worth it. And now when I go out, whether it's in town and all my other friends are drinking, I am perfectly happy being the one who is not drinking and we're doing anything else. I don't need anything. I don't need a puff of a cigarette. I don't need a joint. I don't need anything. And I am having just as much fun, if not more fun than everyone else. The people I surround myself with is huge. It's one of the most important things in my life. So when I'm with a good group of people and they're all drinking, but they're all having a good time and they're all energetic and they're talking real loud and dancing and feeling really confident, like I vibe off of their energy, even though I'm on nothing and I'm sober. And then I get more ramped up and I get more energy to the point where at the end of the party, people are like, wow, what are you on? I want to know what you are on. It looks fantastic. And I'm like, I am 100% sober. And they're like, no, you're not. And I'm like, yes, I am. I am. I'm 100% sober. And I've just learned to put myself like in this party mode, this fierce mode, sexy mode, whatever I feel like. And I'm able to do that now without any toxins and crap in my system. And I'm not saying this to make anyone feel bad about what they're doing, or if you're drinking every weekend, or if you feel you need wine or beer or whatever to relax in a social situation. I'm telling you my story because I want to inspire you and tell you that yes, it is possible to be 100% sober and have a fuck ton of fun. And yes, it is possible to be 100% sober and go out to town and dance in clubs while you're sober. And then you can wake up the next morning and feel friggin' fantastic and go to the gym and record your podcast, in my case, or whatever you need to do the next day. And I believe that more and more of us are slowly becoming awake and becoming conscious and valuing our bodies more, valuing our happiness more. And I believe that slowly more and more people are going to stop drinking and more people are going to quit alcohol, and it is going to become a movement. And I am here to tell you that it is possible. If you are listening to this episode, it is possible for you to be sober and be 100% happy. And when I say sober, I mean 100% of the time. You are able to get there. And hey, look, I'm not against, like, if you want to go and do ayahuasca in South America or take a bit of shrooms once a year or whatever on a special occasion, go do that. But I'm talking about, like, every time you're going out in town or being social on the weekend or going out clubbing and dancing, no longer use that as an excuse to take something and put toxins in your body. Don't use the excuse of, oh, well, I don't go out that often, or I haven't been out this month yet, or whatever, to tell yourself and trick yourself into having these chemical substances. You don't need them in order to have fun. In fact, they are going to do things to your body in the long run that are going to make you regret taking them. Work on your insecurities. People who are insecure need alcohol and need brain-altering chemicals in order to feel confident and comfortable in a social situation. If you have self-esteem, you do not need to take any substances in order to feel comfortable and be your true and authentic self around other people. Even if everyone else you're hanging out with is truly uncomfortable in their bodies and need these substances and need the drinks in order to relax and in order to actually leave the house and go out and socialize with people. The more you work on yourself and the relationship you have with yourself and the relationship you have with your health and value your health and value yourself and work on your self-esteem and work on your insecurities, this will become easy to you. You will no longer want or desire to take anything or have a drink. It won't be a battle of, oh, I feel like a drink and someone's buying me a drink and I want to say yes and I really want to drink it, but I kind of want to say no. So I don't even know if I want to leave the house and go out because this dilemma is too much in my head and I don't want to feel like crap because I want to drink, but I don't want to feel like crap because I did drink. No, you will no longer have this issue. You will no longer want to drink. You will no longer feel like you want to do drugs once you get to this place of confidence and comfort within your body when you are sober. And to be honest, now I have just gotten to a place where I don't want to drink, not because of health reasons, just because I don't want to. Like there's no need, there's absolutely no desire to drink this poison and fuck up my brain cells. Like there's just no desire to do it anymore. And I feel like a lot of people drink because of their self-esteem issues and their lack in confidence in social situations. But not only that, because people drink when they're home alone, for example. You know, look at an alcoholic. This is someone who just wants to drink all the time, and it's a way of numbing. You know, it's a way of escaping reality, escaping the present moment. And why are people wanting to numb? And why are people wanting to escape the present moment? It's because they're in pain. You're drinking because you're in pain. Have you thought about that? What pain? Where is this pain coming from? Have you asked yourself that? And if you're listening to this now and thinking, pain? No, I'm not in pain. I just like drinking because I like the way it makes me feel. Why do you like the way this poison makes you feel? Is it to let loose, or it takes off the edge? Off the edge of what? Makes you loose. Why? Because you're spending all your time being a tight ass? Because it takes the edge off of the pain you're constantly feeling? You're constantly in pain, which means you're suffering, and you're constantly suffering, and you're unaware of it because you've accepted this small amount of pain that is just constantly there. You've accepted this as your reality and your normal state because you don't know any other way. Because you haven't even felt what it feels like to be in a happy space or just a content space with no pain and no suffering on a daily basis. This feeling of relief that you get when you drink alcohol is a relief from pain that you're feeling before you even had that drink. Are you asking yourself, why are you even feeling pain? And where is that pain coming from? And how can you resolve that pain and get rid of that pain so you can feel that relief of no pain, no shame, no suffering, no anxiety all the time? If you can get there all the time without having that drink and without putting that poison into your body. These are questions I want you to ask yourself. If you're listening to this now and you're someone who drinks or you enjoy drinking or you're someone who likes a wine every single evening or you need that cold beer on a summer day, ask yourself why. Why does that toxin, that poison, why does that make you feel better? Better than what? Better than sober? Better than everyday life? Better than sitting with yourself in the present moment? Better than sitting with yourself and your quote-unquote friends, being present with them? Is it really better? Or are you just unhappy with your life and the way life is going and the situation you're in right now? And maybe you're unhappy because you never asked yourself, what do you really want? What is it that really is going to make you a happy person? Because I'm telling you now, drinking alcohol is not the answer. Going out and living for the weekends just so you can get drunk and party in town is not the answer. A lot of this pain that we accept as our norm in this everyday life is suffering from our past traumas, something that has happened in the past that you have not yet worked on and overcome and brought to your conscious awareness. And that's what self-discovery and personal development and the journey of spirituality and elevating your soul is all about. That is what it is all about. spirituality isn't about go to a yoga class and hang up dream catchers in your wall and copy and paste inspirational quotes as a caption on your photos on Instagram and Facebook. That is not what spirituality is about. It is not about just being vegan because it's the new fad and wearing hippie pants. It's about being conscious, fully conscious of your own life, of how you live your life. Are you living in alignment with your happiness? Are you living in alignment with your dharma, with your life purpose? Or are you living to please your parents? Are you living because it's the only way you know how to live because you've been conditioned by your society? That's what this journey is all about. Going back, rewiring, unlearning, rediscovering who you are, why you are the way you are, where these beliefs are coming from, why you act the way you act, what is going on in your brain, what is going on deep down, how does your heart feel, where is your soul at spiritually, where is it dying, is it depressed, is it suffering, or is it expanding, is it evolving, is it elevating? I want you to ask yourself these questions. Don't just put all this information into your mind and listen to this podcast and then play another one and then another one and another one and then do not do anything about it. Rise up. Make the change. Make the self-discovery. Do something with this knowledge. Absorb and then apply. Integrate this knowledge. Embody it. Please. The more you work on yourself, the better your life is going to be, the better the people who are in your life are going to be able to enjoy their life because they care and they love about you and they want to see you be happy. And you're increasing the overall vibration of this entire planet. So do yourself the favor. Do me the favor. Do my family the favor. Do your family the favor. Do your friends the favor. Do the world a favor. And really do something with this information that you're downloading, that you're listening to right now. And if you have a group of friends where all your friends are the type of friends that when they go out, all they want to do is drink, or all they want to do is smoke bongs or do drugs or whatever, it might be the perfect opportunity for you to make some new friends who don't indulge in those kind of activities. There are plenty of people out there who don't want to drink and don't want to do drugs and know how to have a fuck ton of fun without those substances. And yes, I know making new friends can be scary too, but it all comes back to working on your self-esteem, working on your insecurities, working on the relationship you have with yourself. Once you value yourself, you know that you are worthy of having amazing friendships with people who are on the same page as you, with people who are in alignment with you, with people who are in alignment with what you want and what you desire and how you want to express yourself and how you choose to have fun on the weekends. And for people who are listening to this and want to cut back on alcohol, yeah, that might require you for a while to go out less, or hang out with those circle of friends who like to drink a little bit less, and do that just for a little while to help yourself ease and cut back off the drinking and off any substances. And from there, you can start changing your daily routine and join a dance club or join a yoga club or go on more walks and spend more time in nature and develop new relationships with other people and Mother Nature and animals and yourself and plants and all these other amazing things that are available to us in this lifetime. And if you need someone to talk to, or you feel you want someone to talk to about this journey and about this process, or if you feel like you need someone to hold you accountable, reach out to someone. Contact someone in your family. Contact a friend. Contact someone online. Contact me. Don't close off and hold it in. This is your own battle, but you don't have to be alone in this. feel free to contact people, and you will be surprised how many people will want to help you with this because you are trying to better yourself. And the more of us who are putting our health forward and putting our happiness forward, we are changing our community and we are changing our world to a better place, because then we are able to vibrate at a higher frequency, and that frequency around the world is going to change. So don't beat yourself up. Don't look at yourself like a piece of shit. Don't think that you aren't capable of stopping whatever because, you know, your parents drink or all your friends drink, or it's because the town and community you grew up in. Like, no, it is your choice. It is your life. At the end of the day, no one else is responsible for your health and your happiness but you. Nobody else is responsible for your happiness and your health but you. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I hope it inspired and sparked a few ideas or interests. If you want to reach out, contact me on Instagram at Arelle, A-R-E-L-L-E, Hug, H-U-G, or you can contact me on Facebook at Arelle Hug. I hope you guys have an amazing day, and I'll see you on the next episode. Bye. If you like this episode and are enjoying the Elevate Your Soul podcast, please help support me by sharing it with somebody you know who could benefit from this episode or from this podcast by copying and pasting the link. I would also love it if you could write me a review on whatever app you're listening to this on. It really helps get this information and content out there. And if you'd like to help out the podcast even more by helping me get the resources I need and keeping it ad-free, please support me through my Patreon website at patreon.com/elevateyoursoul. That's patreon.com/elevateyoursoul. Any support is greatly appreciated.